Lawrence Prospera is a community-driven, nonprofit organization committed to our mission of strengthening the individuals and families of Lawrence, Massachusetts through the development of thriving neighborhoods. CISU presents Hola, Honest Opinions with the Lawrence Attitude.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. We have a very special guest for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Priceless, aka Joanna. Thank you so much for joining us today, Joanna.
Hey, hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so it's been a pleasure, you know, to have you here, and we're just very, you know, excited to ask you these questions, and I know you're a busy woman, so we'll just jump right into it. Have you lived in Lawrence your whole life?
So I was born in Puerto Rico. And then I came over here. I lived with my grandma, actually, until I was about three. Then I moved to Lowell. And then when I was 15, I moved out to Lawrence. And I've been here ever since. I'm about to be 40, so I've been here for a while.
Wow, that's very interesting to hear. Where in Puerto Rico, may I ask?
I was born in Arecibo.
Oh, okay. Do you speak Spanish?
Absolutely. My abuelita would not be happy if I didn't.
Oh, wow. I love that. So, all right. So, and so you lived in Lawrence your whole life. You haven't, no plans of moving out. You're comfortable here.
The more I travel, the more I want to stay here, to be honest with you. It's, yeah, I'm kind of shocked every time I discover that as I travel. But I love it here. I feel like home here.
I was just going to say, this is home for you. Now, what inspired you to pursue a career in cosmetology? Share a little bit about how that's been for you, the journey.
So to me, that's kind of funny because I was never really into hair and makeup growing up. I was a total tomboy. Like, even to this day, I don't do my own makeup or hair often. I just tend to go with the flow of life. Wherever life wants to throw me, I just go. So there was this girl online, and she would post photos of her hair and makeup that she does on people. And it would be beautiful things, like girls covered in glitter, people in the forest. It was just amazing to me. And I would fangirl on every single one of her photos. So one day, she tells me, hey, I have a photo shoot, and I was wondering if you wanted to come with me. And of course I did. I thought she was amazing. I'm like, what? I have this opportunity to meet this amazing human? Let's go. So I get there, and she tells me, she's like, okay, well, now that you're here, I want you to do the makeup. And I said, no, I am a customer service rep for Comcast. Oh, wow. I am not an artist. And she tells me, you know, we're just here to have fun. Just try it. So I said, all right, cool. I tried it, I got an image back that night, and I said, this is just what I need to do. And then I just pretended to be a makeup artist for 2 years, mm-hmm. And then people kept asking if I knew how to do hair, and I didn't feel I could fake that, so I went to school for cosmetology, and here I am now, 9 years later.
Wow. May I ask how old, I don't want to, probe a little bit about your age, but when did that bug, how old were you approximately when you got like, yeah, this is what I want to do, when you went with?
I was 26.
Okay, so it's never too late for something. No.
Never.
And you discovered it at that age, so yeah, I love it. You hear there, never too late to do what you want to do.
Never.
Definitely. Now, what's your specialty in cosmetology? Because there's a lot of, branches.
So I don't really have a niche. And I know everyone tells you should have a niche, but that doesn't really work for me. My personality is I like to do different things every day. If I don't do different things every day, I'm not a happy person. So I do it all. I do hair color, and I'm well known for my color correction skills. Mm. I do braiding, I do regular makeup like for prom, for weddings. I also do makeup for Halloween. Mm. So special effects such as scars, zombies, clowns, anything like that. I work commercials, I work weddings, I work music video shoots, I work conferences. And even every once in a while, I'll even dabble in barbering.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So you.
I do want to go to school for that, though. I don't feel that skilled with that.
But definitely, you're well rounded. I like that. They can get a lot from you. It sounds like you're very talented.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's the difference between working on set or a private client? For a private client, have you noticed any difference? I mean, I'm assuming there might be any differences between working on set or in a commercial rather than a private event or anything of that nature.
So to me, every single job is different because you're dealing with different personalities. And everyone has different wants and needs. The biggest difference to me between working with a private client and a commercial client is perhaps timing, mm-hmm. and the ability of what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do. So, for example, if I'm doing a wedding, I know I usually time about 45 minutes per person for either hair or makeup. When I'm on set, I may only have 5 minutes with each person.
Oh, wow. So the pressure is different.
The pressure is definitely different. It is absolutely different. And you also have to pay attention to what products you're using. Like, I can't use a lot of shiny products.
Shimmery stuff in film.
No, because then they just end up looking greasy. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I use that on someone in real life, it looks different. It looks fresh and dewy. We're on TV, it'll read off as oily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's interesting to know. Yeah, all right. What struggles have you encountered in your career and just overall, getting to where you at right now?
One of my main struggles is the financial side of things, to be 100% honest with you. I felt very lost with even how to open up a business, how to legally open up a business. There's no checkmark list out there with you need to have A, B, C, and D. And trying to speak to other business owners in my field has been interesting. Mm-hmm. Some people want to give you information. Other people behave as though it's proprietary information. So it's been a struggle figuring that part out now. I feel like finally I have my business license. I'm doing things the correct way. But for a while there, I just wasn't, mm-hmm. And it was because I didn't know. And I was also a single parent, okay. raising three kids. So
oh, wow.
it was between balancing, okay, how am I going to stay an independent person working independently because I don't want to work for anyone else, but I need to figure out all this financials of it. I'm great at the art side of it.
Yeah, definitely. And that could definitely be discouraging to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Especially the income part of it. You have to have consistent income coming in. And wow, that's amazing that you've overcome that. Mm-hmm. Now, what advice would you give to, young adults out there, young ladies that want to start a career in cosmetology? What would you say to them?
So I would say stay open to life. Be open to opportunities that come your way. And also be picky with it sometimes too, because not everything is an actual opportunity. In our industry, a lot of things will be presented to you as an opportunity.
Yes.
And it really isn't. But then a lot of things are. So, just be smart about who you're working with. Do your research on people. Mm-hmm. But do everything. Dibble and dabble in everything. Meet other artists. Work with them. Ask if you can go, if you have a friend who does hair and you're interested in doing hair, ask to spend the day with her. Help her out. See what it's like. Get hands-on experience. That's really the only way that you're going to find out if something's for you or not. Mm-hmm. Because you may have this idea that this is what I want to do, and then you do it and you're like, not really. And then you may try something that you've never thought about doing, and instantly something will click in your head and you'll be like, wow, I really enjoy this. I can see myself doing this for the rest of my life.
Yes, And that's very important. Very super important to be able to discover that early on, mm-hmm. before you start investing money to it and time to it. Definitely. Thank you. Now, how do you foresee the future of cosmetology moving forward, or even within your career as a cosmetologist? How do you see it? Because I'll tell you, I really don't know much about the ins and outs of makeup or hair, but I do see a lot of social media videos. It appears that everybody's doing some form of makeup tutorial. And they were saying how the cheek blushes now are going up, like rather than to the apple, the cheekbone. I mean, all these techniques that they just keep evolving, and it's everywhere on social media. I mean, my little niece wants to be a makeup artist now, you know, and I'm like, for last Christmas, I bought her a whole bunch of makeup from Below Five, because I'm not gonna expend a lot of makeup on you. I did take her to Sephora because I wanted her to see, you know, I just wanted her to explore Sephora because it's like a candy store for girls, you know, and guys too, but like, you don't understand, going to Sephora is like a big deal, you know, and you're a little girl. She's 11 now, she was 10 back then, but she and I said to her, you know what, auntie can't afford to buy you this makeup just to play around with it. I said, you know, it's expensive makeup, but I will get you a whole bunch of makeup from Below Five, and it's actually not bad. I actually wear some of the eyeshadows, but and then I told her it's all about, from what I was telling her, practice with the techniques of brushes, how to work the brushes, you know, because the brushes matter. So I got her a whole bunch of brushes, I got her a whole bunch of makeup from, you know, not too expensive, so like Below Five in the dollar store, you know, oh, just to great. Explore. Mm-hmm. And she's been, and then she wanted to try on me. I was like, okay, yeah, definitely, you know. But it's a process, you know, it's a working process. And now I don't hear her saying much of it, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, auntie, I still want it. But hey, you know, I don't know if it was the bug because there was so much online on social media about it. And I think that a lot of that could be can be deceiving about what it is really it takes to be a professional makeup yes. artist. So how do you see the future for, you know, makeup artists?
So I feel the pandemic has really changed the industry, to mm-hmm. be honest with you. I personally never liked working in a like corporate salon. I didn't like being constrained to a small box of time for a service for everyone. I don't feel that everyone fits into this time frame. Like, let's say somebody wants to come get a balayage, which is lightening. Everyone's hair lightens differently, takes a different amount of time. Some people may lighten in 10 minutes. Some people may need 3 hours to lighten. Who yes. knows? Yeah. So with the pandemic, what it's allowed me and a lot of other people to transition to is to work one-on-one with clients. A lot of us no longer work ourselves to the bone. We no longer see two or three people at a time.
Oh, wow.
Where it was pretty standard to double and triple book before. Now we're more, okay, let me give this client a better experience. Let me make them feel like a guest in my home versus a client at my salon.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's a change in mindset more. I see cosmetology thriving forever because people, you know, we want to look good. We want to feel good. It feels good to feel good.
That's right.
So I know it seems on the surface like a very vain industry, but once you're behind the chair and you're part of these people's lives, like I see people at the best part of their lives and the worst part of their lives. I see people for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, funerals. Like it's such a privilege to me to be able to be in charge of someone's outer confidence
mm-hmm.
for those days. And I don't see that going away anytime soon. You know, I just see it getting more personalized.
Okay.
And I think that's beautiful.
Definitely it is. Yeah. And I'm just, you know, off the questions here, but what makeup, I'm just curious, and I'm sure many of the audience are, because you're here, you know, they'll have videos about, and I find them so interesting, about rating certain makeup brands. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite makeup brand to work with? Well, brands, I should ask.
So I don't really have a favorite brand. I believe there are good and bad products for every single brand out there. Okay, yes. I've used everything from dollar store makeup to $120 eyeshadow that has 10 colors in the palette.
Wow.
So I feel what's more important is technique. And learning color theory. Once you know technique and color theory, you can make anything work. Wow. Are there things that make your job easier? Absolutely. So one of my favorite eyeshadows that I love to use are Viseart eyeshadows. They're expensive, but they're worth it. To me, they're matte eyeshadows. They don't cause any streakiness. Okay. They're not chalky. They don't disappear within 2 hours. You don't even need primer with them.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, they're amazing. And you can use them in the eyebrows. You can use them in the face. You know, whenever I buy a makeup product, I don't look at it like, okay, this is an eyeshadow. I look at it, okay, what else can I do with this particular eyeshadow? If I have a brown eyeshadow, I can use that to fill an eyebrow. I can use that for eyeliner. I can use that for eyeshadow. I can use that as a contour. Mm-hmm. I look for things with multiple purposes.
Oh, that is very good. Yeah, that's very smart too. Mm-hmm. Very smart. Now brushes. What do you have to say about brushes?
Cheek brushes,
or it doesn't matter.
Brushes absolutely matter. Can you do a full makeup with your fingers? Sure. But brushes are going to allow you to get more depth, more precision, place it where you exactly want it. One of the things that I love to do is watch other artists work, even if they're not in my field. Like, I love watching painters work. Because then I get to see how they hold their brush. Yes. Because you can have a tool, and if you don't know how to use the tool's useless.
That's right.
So there's like certain angles and certain pressure that are going to help you apply and make up in different ways. So I like to go with little pressure and just like feather light movements. That way I can build up on a color.
Okay, yeah. Like the way you hold the brush.
The way you hold the brush. Okay, yeah. And the pressure that you apply on the brush too.
Oh, wow.
Because you're not going to get the same. Like, let's say you're doing eyeshadow. If you take your brush and you press it very hard, you're going to get a very harsh line. Wow. Now, if you move your hand to the end of the end of the brush, you're going to get a much lighter touch, and you're going to get a lighter application of the makeup.
Wow, you see, the more you know.
Yes.
Definitely. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about us whatever you want on this, but what are the three most influential people in your life that you can, you know, share with us that has impacted your life in a way that, you know, it's made who you are now?
So one of the most influential people in my life is my uncle. My uncle, he is my acting father. I lost my physical dad when I was 8 years old.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. That's circle of life. But my uncle has always been there for me, and he's always been my acting father. And my uncle is also a hairstylist, so it's really cool to be able to work with him and learn from him. And he's a stage artist for Sexy Hair, so he's everything to me. He's achieved so many things in life, and he's so happy, and he gives back to a lot of people, and he's very loving. So he's definitely inspired me to be good.
That's really nice. You're lucky to have an uncle like that.
Oh, I love it. And then the girl who actually inspired me to be a hair and makeup artist, I look up to her so much.
Oh,
we're great. We're great friends.
Oh,
we're great friends. She moves around a lot. She's kind of like a gypsy. But I love that about her. Like, yeah. I couldn't see her settling down in one area. And she's also the type of person who gives back a lot. So to me, that's really important.
That is.
You know, it's great. You build yourself up. You build your family up. And part of our task here while we're on Earth is to build others up as well. So I find people who are successful in their lives and are trying to help other people become successful, they're my favorite.
Thank you. And you know what? You are kind of giving back by coming in here and talking to us about your, you know, career, your life, because we do have a lot of youth, especially some of the girls, you know, growing up right now that want to become makeup artists. They want to be hairdressers, nail technicians, all that other beautiful things that come within the cosmetology umbrella. And they're able to hear, you know, from somebody that's actually out there doing it and has no hidden agenda. So thank you. I appreciate that you're you know, giving that information back. So in a way, you are giving back by being here today. Definitely. So what are the top five favorite books and or movies that you can share with us? You can make some if you want. You can make them all movies or you can make them all books, whatever you want.
So one of my favorite books is The Five Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. It is an amazing, amazing book and a book that helped me change how I reacted to certain things in life. And it allowed me to be more gentle with life and other people. I think everybody should read that book. It's a super short read.
Is it like a self-help book?
It's a self-help book, yeah.
I love that.
And it's great. It really is great. You should read it. It will change your mindset on different things. Like one of the agreements is don't take anything personal. We have a tendency of taking everything personal, even people's reactions, when that's not really anything that they can even control. They're just they're just reacting to something. Let's see, what else? One of my favorite movies, Samsara is a beautiful movie.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
There's no words in this movie at all. It's just moving pictures, but it shows a lot of like the opposites in life. Mm-hmm. So it shows you like the opulence of this huge, beautiful Spanish church. Then you move from the church and it shows you a neighborhood where everything is decaying. So it's a good movie on balance.
Oh, I love that.
Let's see, what else? So that's a book, that's a movie. I'm not much of a movie person. I love Asian movies, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Old Boy is one of my favorite.
Okay.
It's a wild, wild movie. And they've remade, I've seen the American remake and the Indian remake. The Korean version is still my favorite.
Yeah.
Korean revenge movies are my favorite. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I'm curious to know why.
I just love how well thought out the movies are.
Okay.
They seem to pay attention to every little detail, like the colors of the set, the music of the set, the acting. Like there's no holes. It's a complete immersion. You have no clue what's gonna happen. I just find Asian cinema to be different than American cinema. Yes.
And is other makeup different too?
I feel the makeup is the same. The same. Unless we're talking about like Japanese B movies, it's just like gratuitous blood everywhere. It's bad makeup, but it's supposed to be bad.
Okay, that's what you mean. All right. Well, you know, I have one more question, but this is more like an open question that you, whatever you want to tell us about. What, out of all the projects you've done or you've worked in, which one would you say is like, wow, I really enjoy working on this set or on this wedding, or like what would be the one project that you could say, wow, this is, if they all could be like this, will be amazing?
I don't really have one project like that. I feel that way on every job, as wild as that sounds. Like, for example, we went last week to Atlanta to work with Meta, and I was so excited for that. I was like, this is so cool. We're going to actually work with Meta, like Facebook's parent company. Okay, this is dope. And the day went smoothly. We were done on time. Everybody was happy. So that was great. But, you know, I have that same feeling when I work a sweet 15 or a sweet 16. Okay. I'm like, yes, this is their day. Everyone is so happy. Everyone's excited. And I get to be a part of making them happy and excited. Like, how cool is that?
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Very
cool. And I've worked with artists as well. Like, I've worked with Cardi B. And that was cool, too.
How is she? How in real life? Because I hear she's really nice in real life.
Yeah, she was very nice. I feel, you know, a lot of people, especially people who are in the public eye, are always on. Like, they have to have their personality on. So it's a really different dynamic when they go into hair and makeup, because that might be the only time they get to relax.
That's true. And be a little bit, and be just themselves.
Yes.
And be in a bathrobe. Yes. If they have to.
And they don't have to talk if they don't want to. Mm-hmm. You know, they can just chill. It's really cool. I love it.
Definitely.
I love it all.
Now, I'm glad to hear that. You're one of a kind, because I've hear a lot of, and this is from people that I've actually worked with in New York. For example, Saturday Night Live, if they're doing, you know, a lot of the background makeup for the actors, it's just one by one by one by one. And it's like you'll have like 25 to do within 2 hours.
Yes.
And it just drains mm-hmm. them so much. And, you know, or doing 100 extras, you know, and on a movie set. So a lot of makeup artists will like hate that, you know, like, oh, my God, I hate to do this because it just moves so fast and you're doing back to back to back.
And I think that's just, I really think that's more of a mindset thing. Like, is it a lot of work? Yes. Is it exhausting? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But then you got to think, too, how many people have the opportunity to do what we're doing? Like, I have no right to complain. I would have never met Cardi B through any other stream in life unless I was in, like, the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
You know, so I always go into, yes, I may be physically exhausted. Like right now, I'm physically exhausted. I have one day off this month. Wow. But I signed up for that. Yeah. You know, I knew what I was signing up for. And yes, I am tired. But I'm happy. Like, I'm so grateful for all the things I get to do and all the things I get to see. And I think it's amazing. Bring the tiredness on.
I love that for you. I love that you know, I love your spirit and the gratefulness, you know, that the aura that I'm getting from you. I love it. Well, anyways, where with people that are listening to us, where can they find you? How can they reach out to you via social media, email, whatever information you want to share with us? If anybody that's listening wants to reach out to you, how can they reach out to you?
So I'm mostly on Instagram just because it's like the easiest way to get in contact with me, and all my information is on my profile. You can book me on my profile. My bookings open on the 1st. As soon as the month gets full, I close my bookings, and then they'll reopen again on the 1st. And my Instagram is priceless HMUA, and that's PriceLessHMUA, and the HMUA stands for hair and makeup artist.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome. We have concluded
this interview. I really, really appreciate you coming in, and thank you. And hopefully we'll have you in the near future to
Absolutely.
Get a follow-up on everything that you've done so far.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you.
Wishing you a lot of prosperity and happiness and health, you know, and wealth, right?
Yes.
Health and wealth come together, right? But I think that you're. I would love to work with you if I ever get married or anything of that. You know, but thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Lawrence Prospera and is recorded in the multimedia room at the Sisu Center. Nuria Rivera is our host and Paul Thompson, our engineer and director. with assistance provided by young adults at the Sisu Center. Technical support provided by Tony Schumann. Our producer is Paul Heithaus. Executive producers are Jay Bartosik, Ralph Guerrero, and the Lawrence Prospera Board of Directors. Thanks to the generous support of the City of Lawrence, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Office of Health and Human Services, and the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Thank you to the New Balance Foundation, the Filene's Foundation, the United Way, the Nordson Foundation, and the Essex County Community Foundation. And a big thank you and shout out to the Maximus Foundation. Without their support, this podcast would not be possible. And lastly, a very special thanks to our guest for sharing their stories with us today.